following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right, Refuge family, good to be with you once again. It is Tuesday, and time for another fireside chat. And Isaac making noise, breaking in inappropriately to the building, but that's okay. Hey, just some updates real quickly I want to pass on to you. The food distribution going so well. The team, I wish I could get a picture to you, a live picture. There must be, I don't know, 7 to 10 volunteers at least out there with probably 100 bags lined up on all the tables, and then they come along in an assembly line with a cart, and you know, one person's putting in veggies, another person putting in pasta, and somebody putting in meats, and somebody else putting in snacks, and it's awesome. Yesterday, I think the count was 110 people. Roughly a dozen, a little under a dozen, were the Refuge family. That's you, because that's open for you only on Mondays and Tuesdays, 11 to 12. And then the general public in the afternoon on Mondays and Tuesdays. But it's a great sight to see. And you can still perceive smiles on the workers, even through their mask, by their eyes, that they're just doing it cheerfully as unto the Lord. It's a real blessing. So I just want to let you know about that. A reminder again, you've been hearing it for weeks, Monday and Tuesday, that's for you. Also, by way of reminder, this weekend, special music, Land of Color, and we're going to hear a couple of the brand new songs that have just been released. That they're going to share, unless they play some other ones for us that maybe haven't been released yet, but for their new album. So that's happening. Plus, they're going to, of course, lead us in worship as well. So that's this weekend. And then lastly, before we get to our chat, the question came up to me quite a bit yesterday during the food distribution time. Hey, are the ladies meeting tomorrow, which would be, of course, today, Tuesday, because they heard Pastor Bill talk about the fact that if we get the okay, then the ladies will meet. But obviously we haven't got the okay yet, and so they met, of course, by way of live stream, but not here, not gathering in the sanctuary. So the same thing for any of our subsequent services. Once we get the go-ahead, wherever we're at on the calendar, we'll make that available as we can to folks to get back into the sanctuary. So we've been working on it, mentioned that to you yesterday, changing the seating, getting it ready. That which will be compliant and all. So we'll keep you posted. Don't worry. We will definitely get word out. We'll blast all sorts of means and methods and formats to get that over to you. But right now, time for an encouraging word, a timely word, a fireside chat. So Isaac, take it away, brother.
Thank you so very much, Alan. Hello, Refuge family. Which camera? That camera right there. I hope you guys don't get tired of us telling you how much we miss you, because I can spend a long time talking about that, but I talk with these guys on a regular basis, and just how palpable, at least for us, it is to not be with you guys is so real. And so we miss you so much. And we know that a lot of you guys are walking through a lot. And so please let us into that. Call us, email us. That's not just something we throw out there. We really want to hear from you guys. So with that said, we're just going to be in Psalm 19, and the first three verses of Psalm 19. I was really excited because usually I try to stay just true to just whatever nugget that the Lord gives me that morning. And so this morning, I was really excited when I saw Psalm 19 pop up in my reading plan. And it so was timely for me, and as I was just quickly throwing together some thoughts, I hope it encourages you. And so we're just going to be in Psalm 19, first three verses. Let's just go ahead and pray and just get into it. So pray with me. Father, I have nothing to offer. We, as even your people, have nothing to offer to sustain, to really encourage, to exhort. Lord, all we got is your Spirit living inside of us, coupled with the clear revelation that we see in your word. And so, Lord, I would just pray that you'd help me to do that, to be in the power of the Spirit and to clearly communicate what can encourage, what can exhort, what can bring life. So I need your help to do that, Lord. We need your help to do that. So would you just give us some fresh nugs this afternoon? And God's family says, amen. Amen. Ah, thank you, Alan. So like many of you, along with my wife, I've been outside a lot, even with my neighbors, 6 feet apart, of course, but we have just been going out a lot since a lot of us have been working from home and we're at home. It's almost as if sunset hour is like our neighborhood's alarm clock to get out, sit on our front porch. We might even walk down to the circle where we live there in Orange, or to walk around our neighborhood. But that's kind of been a cool little tradition that has formed out of this this quarantine. And one of the things that I have at least been more aware of in the season for me has just been the beauty of God's creation. I mean, down to my body, down to just how human ingenuity works and how our biology works and how the sunset is beautiful and captivating. Maybe more now in this season, for obvious reasons, because I've been outside. It gives me a sense of Godwardness. And what I mean by that is that it really highlights how God makes himself known in his creation. And that's exactly what Psalm 19 here is encouraging us to see and to really live in the beauty that we see in the world. And there's actually a little bit of activity that happens here with God's creation and to God. So pay attention to that, starting here in verse 1, Psalm 19, where it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God," right? "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the expanse proclaims the work of his hands," talking about God's hands. "Day after day, they pour out speech. Night after night, they communicate knowledge. There is no speech. There is no words. Their voice," talking about the skies, "is there's nothing that their voice has not heard." Now, in describing the noise that comes from God's creation to us in this verse, a pastor put it this way, and it was so memorable, and I love the way that my Bible reading plan is coupled with a devotional, and I love the way this pastor put it. He said, "You can't get up in the morning without bumping into God. You can't get up in the morning without bumping into God." And so for believers, that's your spiritual invitation from God to hang out and to linger with him. That's why John 15 is so, it's so memorable, because, right, to abide in him, to live in Jesus, that's really the joy and the privilege that all believers have. We get to hang out with the creator of the universe, not in a domineering way or in a way where all he does is wants to expose us of our sin and wants to bring condemnation. No, the God of the universe, who can and has the right to do all those things, he invites you and me to hang out with him. And so for the believer, this is just kind of the regular, the daily, moment by moment invitation to live in and to hang out with God. Christian, you can't get up in the morning without bumping into God. And that is such, that's just something that I have in this season been more encouraged by, like that's the thing that has most kept me, my marriage, my friendships, my sanity together. Now, non-believers, I want to, if you're not yet a follower of Jesus and you have somehow tuned into this, hello, we love you, come talk to us. But I want to apply Psalm 19, verses 1 through 3, a little differently to you, because it'll maybe help you see at least things from the Christian perspective, whether you believe this or not. I just want to put something before you and let you consider this. And so Consider this. God, so we see God's activity through creation to all of humanity. It's obviously that it's not just a gift for all Christians, but instead it's a gift to all of humanity, right? In the text or here in our, and actually there's a thing called in our scriptures as it's called common grace, where other parts in scripture, it says that that there are things that both the follower of God and the non-follower of God can partake of and enjoy. And that's just how good and generous and benevolent our God is. And so there are things that he has given as a gift to all of humanity. And so since all of humanity intuitively feels this truth, they feel, verse 1, that the heavens declare the glory of God and the expanse proclaims the work of God's hands, my question for you is, what does this say about you and me? And I'll make this, and because you could at this point be like, you know what, you're teaching this from a Christian perspective. I don't really believe in the Bible. I really don't believe in God. And I get you, I am teaching this from a Christian perspective. But let me bring this a little bit closer to home for you. When you stand at the right at the cliffs of the Grand Canyon, there is a reason why you're not thinking about all the degrees you've earned. You're not thinking about the money you have saved up. You're not thinking about all these things that we find comfort, security in. But instead, you intuitively know that there is something out there. I don't know if it's the God of the Bible, but there's something out there. Because you look at what is before you there in the Grand Canyon, and you intuitively know that there's something happening here. Something has happened here. And that maybe, and for you, if you haven't trusted and believed in Jesus, right, there is a ceiling that you will come up to. There's a ceiling of enjoyment that you will come up to in life that the God of the Bible wants to blow that lid off and say, you know what? Tap into the inexhaustible. That inexhaustible thing, at least from the Christian perspective, is very simply Jesus. You see, we as Christians will never get to a point in our lives where we're going to say, you know what? I've had enough of Jesus. I've had enough of this God stuff. No, that's the beauty of our faith, is that we have full and beautiful, and we have full access to the inexhaustible. And that's made possible because of what we believe Jesus did thousands of years ago. Right? He created us, he created humanity to be in right relationship with God. That's how we were originally created. That is why whenever you try to fill that void up with other stuff, with sin, pornography, a spouse, your career, your job, your security, as we've seen, the economy can be gone in an instant. And all those things that you have placed your security in, will come tumbling down. And the beautiful invitation that we have from God himself is that because he's created us to be in right relationship with him, he himself made that possible. See, no human could ever work his way up to God. And you see, the thing that got in the way between us and God is our sin, is this thing called sin. What we chose to do, and the basic essence of what sin is wanting to do life our way, wanting to go about life my way. You see, the Bible calls that sin, and that's sin because God is good and he's just. There needed to be a payment for that sin, and Jesus, blameless Jesus, God came down in flesh to be that price, to be that ransom for you and for me. So that for those of us that trust in Jesus, we can say, you know what? For those of us that trust Jesus, we then inherit the perfect life that Jesus lived, therefore bringing us back to God. And so not yet believer, you might not believe what I'm saying, and I get it. I totally understand. I was there. But I would just, I would encourage you to really think about what is it that you intuitively feel when you look at a beautiful sunset. And us living on this coast, you have an opportunity every day. What is it that you intuitively feel that is missing? And I am here to tell you, like God is here to tell you, that it's Himself. He's the one. He's the one you've been searching for. And so if you have any questions, I'll end my Devo there. But if you have any questions, please reach out to us. These are some real questions, and there are some real answers from the Bible that we would love to talk to you about. And Refuge family, Christian, would you just go bonkers with that truth today? Will you just enjoy and accept that beautiful invitation from God to linger with Him? Because that'll be the thing that most sustains you in this season. Let me just quickly pray for us, and then we'll go off on about our day. Lord, it's simple, but it's that important. It's that life-giving and sustaining. And Father, I pray that those of us that have trusted in You, and those of us that believe in You as our Lord and Savior, Father, that this season be a season where we're just solidly linked to the source of life and the source of all goodness, which is You. Lord, would You help us grow in us a greater hunger and desire to be with You? And Lord, for those of us here that haven't yet placed their faith in Jesus, Lord, I ask that You would, by Your Spirit, You bring them to the realization that they need You, that they need, that their sin needs to be repented of, that their sin needs to be dealt with. And the beautiful good news is that the sin has been dealt with. It's been dealt with on the person of Your blameless Son. And Lord, by faith, may we believe on what Your sin accomplished for us on the cross. Lord, would You do that work? I believe You can. I've heard stories. I've heard testimonies of You just working in a powerful way in people's lives in this season. So Lord, I believe that You want to pour out Your Spirit once again as You have done before. So Lord, would you please do that work? Would you make us faithful to proclaim that good news? Thank You for being good, Lord, even when we're not. And God's family says, amen. Refuge family, we miss you. We love you. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.